Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The tallies from the midterm elections continue in America. Here's where we stand in the Pennsylvania senatorial race. John Fetterman, the winner over Dr. Mehmet Oz.
Every county, every vote. And that's exactly what happened. We jammed them up. We held the line. I never expected that we were going to turn these red counties blue, but we did what we needed to do.
Republican J.D. Vance wins the Senate race in Ohio. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp retains his seat in the Peach State, and yes, Stacey Abrams did concede overnight. Sarah Huckabee Sanders will be the next governor of Arkansas. Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida and Greg Abbott in Texas will continue in their roles.
You know, over these past 4 years, we've seen major challenges for the people of our state, for the citizens of the United States, and above all, for the cause of freedom. We saw freedom in our very way of life in so many other jurisdictions in this country wither on the vine. Florida held the line.
Democrat Kathy Hochul will stay governor of New York, and Mike Lee wins the senatorial race in Utah, as does Marco Rubio in Florida. Democrat Gavin Newsom wins a second term as California governor. In other news, Tropical Storm Nicole has intensified and was very close to hurricane strength while headed for the northwest part of the Bahamas overnight. The storm is expected to become a hurricane today. Be prepared for storm surges and evacuation in Florida's south along the Atlantic coast. More election results as they become official. And thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As many races are too close to call from the midterm elections at this time, one Republican lawmaker is getting an earful of blame. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau has more.
If Republicans take control of the Senate following the midterm elections, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell could become the majority leader. Former President Donald Trump is blaming Senator McConnell for the inflation by not stopping Democrats from passing it.
Mitch has done a poor job because he allowed $4 trillion to go out, and that's caused inflation.
Senator McConnell points out not one single Republican voted in favor of the Democrats' $2 trillion American Rescue Plan. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
There's a happy camper in California. The single winning ticket for the historic $2 billion Powerball lottery jackpot was sold in Altadena, California. The one in 292 million chance ticket was sold at Joe's Service Center, a gas station in Los Angeles County. The identity of the ticket holder has not yet been shared, but it will be publicized eventually because of California law. The Georgia senatorial race is neck and neck. Victoria Idoni reports from Washington.
When it comes to the contentious race in Georgia, Herschel Walker and Democrat Raphael Warnock are still waiting for the instant replay. Walker, a local big-name athlete, remains optimistic.
I want to tell y'all, if you can hang in there a little bit longer.
USA Radio News.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, the question is, are you complicit with evil? Well, check this litmus test out and answer the question. It was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who gravely warned, silence in the face of evil is itself evil. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. Using Bonhoeffer's truth as our test, we all should consider whether we have been silent after observing grotesque racism wherever it is that we are confronted with it. The author, keynote speaker, and activist, Kevin McGarry, joins us now. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Bill. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to be talking to you. I appreciate you bringing up the, the wisdom of one Dietrich Bonhoeffer. I mean, the fact of the matter is that evil abounds. We know that experientially. We should be aware of it. Sometimes we're lulled. We kind of learn to live with it in such a way that we just kind of, it's like wallpaper on the wall. We just kind of, it's there. And every once in a while, when we run into it, we go, whoa, yeah. And even then, it may take us a minute to define that it is actually evil that we're dealing with, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. The genesis of the article was the fact that we had so many people who witnessed the abhorrent name-calling of the L.A. City Council a few weeks ago, and there was no one really at the top of the party, the Democrat Party, to call out and to demand, immediate resignation, because it wasn't just the one the main city council member, but it was multiple who participated in kind of racism. And, we didn't hear from Gavin. We didn't hear from any of the leadership. We didn't hear from anybody. We had activists on the street, of course, but we didn't hear from that party. And then the other thing is that when you look at the manifest evil of criminals setting upon our elderly and upon Asians and upon people who are slight of nature, let's just say, and yet they we have this one particular mindset in this particular faction of or party, let's just say progressive leftists, that demand that we continue to let these hardened criminals out on the street after every infraction, and they just let them out, no bail, nothing. And so to me, that's manifest complicity with evil. And yet we see last night that even though 81% of the people are don't like the direction of the country, but they're all in and voting for the same, kind of stuff. I mean, it's really, really shocking.
It's called insanity. And that's what evil delivers. It makes you insane. And going back to what you said earlier, you know, in this particular case, you cited the Los Angeles City Council, but we've had a president of the United States declare that half of the country are semi-fascist. I mean, that, you know, on its face is racist. You know, maybe not necessarily by a clear definition, but it is. It is an invalidation of a people group, and in this case happens to be people who are, you know, believe in God, that are, you know, conservatives. You know, we are not fit to be part of Joe Biden's America. Well, you know, the fact of the matter is that we and probably some more people even on his side of the fence who have recently decided they cannot any longer align themselves with the Democratic Party have moved over to the right. And my hope is in this movement that we would come together in a way to really unite this country, because within the party system, it's Kevin, I don't see it happening, because their business is about creating division. It's the old axiom, united we stand, divided we fall. And one party in particular is interested in that end. And I would caution the Republican Party, lest they fall victim to that disease, that they think in terms of what would unite us, what would bring us together, what can we all agree on. And what I believe that they will rediscover is that old thing called the Constitution and even the Declaration of Independence. You can put those two documents together and say, look at, if we follow the map that's been laid out for us with those two documents, what you will see is you will see unanimity. You will see us in spite of what people may see as disparate viewpoints, that you will see those viewpoints worked out in a way that they're good for all concerned. That's my perspective on it, Kevin. I don't know how you feel.
Well, that's exactly right. Here's the thing. We have actually launched our own racial unity training here at Every Black Life Matters, everyblm.com. So we have racial unity training to compete against, or to be the alternative, actually, not really compete, because, you know, the leftist progressive anti-racism white fragility training of Robin DiAngelo and Ibram X. Kendi, that, you know, those consultants who go out and do that kind of work, they're all about ideological polity. I mean, you know, trying to get, you know, basically divide the room, and basically it's, you know, castigate every white person in a room. They completely divide based on your politics, completely divide based on Marxist, you know, hard left Marxist progressive ideology. And what we felt that was needed was exactly what you're saying, some kind of training that would be able to go into these boardrooms and go into these into small groups and actually help them to unite around the things that actually do matter, the things that the Declaration and Constitution, the things of you know, the fact that we're all, you know, one human race, you know, it's immutable. Immutable characteristics should not separate us and have us at each other's throats. I mean, you know, and we thought we were making progress, even with the messaging in this political environment. We were going into it, and we thought, okay, everyone realizes that the children should not be indoctrinated with critical race theory or those themes, you know, throughout their books from K through 12. So, you know, we can run on that and encourage people. Look, can we just vote for people who don't ascribe to that kind of treatment of our children, who don't ascribe to over-sexualizing them and perverting them K through 12 or K through 10? Can we at least agree on that? And then we thought that we had enough of the data points to show the big trajectory of crime and devastation in our streets, that we would have had a different result yesterday. But, you know, here it is this morning. And, I mean, you know, we had some wins. The biggest red tsunami was in Florida. Yes. But other than that, the rest of the country really didn't have much to show for. I mean, you know, so we're scratching our heads this morning.
Yeah, well, we're still wondering, and of course, you know, in the days ahead, we'll find out a little bit more information. And I hope, I'm only hoping, Kevin, I'm not confident that we're not going to find some discrepancies the likes of what we experienced in 2020. I would hope that's not the case, but, you know, these things don't add up just on the surface. When you have 81% discontent with the current regime, and all of a sudden, you know, a red wave, so to speak. I was hoping for an American wave, you know, that would be the result. But that didn't happen. Yes, we had some highlights in Florida, where I live, and we, you know, that made us feel good. But for the rest of the country, it's like, whoa, you know, what happened? What has disconnected the people from what they said and how they voted? We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Kevin McGarry after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Kevin McGarry continues with us. Kevin, of course, is an author, a keynote speaker, an activist. His new book, Woke Up, you must get your hands on. Kevin, give us a quick executive summary of Woke Up and what you were trying to communicate with We the People.
Yeah, here's where we started with the book. So Woke Up, the subtitle was Finally Putting an Axe to the Taproot of White Supremacy and Racism in America. So my initial thesis was, look, okay, we have this woke movement. We have all these people that continue to call us white nationalists, white supremacists. Yeah, and even though I'm black, they call me that too. So, and racist and all these other pejoratives. I thought, well, what's at the bottom of, the woke movement? Why don't we just do an investigation there, sort of figure out where all this stuff is coming from? So anyway, I started with Karl Marx. Everybody understands that Marxism is really the foundations of the woke movement. I mean, the social justice, all this kind of stuff. It's all Marxism. So anyway, I thought I'd start with Marx. And then, it occurred to me that, well, no, Marx actually had a mentor. He had a tutor and, he had somebody who he relied on to really inspire him to think the way he thought. So I started with that individual. That individual happens to be Charles Robert Darwin. Now, if you understand Darwin's works, you understand that his first book was on natural selection. And the later in the subtitle, it said, For the Preservation of Most Favored Races. And so when you start thinking about that, you thought, wow. And then I went to his second book, The Descent of Man, and Darwin goes all in with what he meant by that. So basically characterizes that, the whites, European Caucasians have a supreme intellect and supreme resourcefulness as it relates to being able to basically maximize human potential. And oh, by the way, you can look at the blacks and you can see my evolutionary my evolutionary theories at work. I mean, this is basically essentially what he was saying. He says, look at the blacks. They're subhuman. They're apes. They're savages. They're gorillas. And so I'm thinking, wow, this is the taproot.
Yeah, right.
Because literally he actually inculcated and fully instantiated in that one instance white supremacy, okay, as whites are supreme. We have to protect our intellectual capacities. We have to protect against any other ethnicity because we are the most favored race. And then blacks, he fully, asserted racism over blacks by saying we're subhuman and this and that. So, essentially it turns the entire woke movement and everything is built upon on its head because everybody who associates with woke movement is obviously, caters to the Marxist ideology by virtue of that movement. It's inescapable. It's just a part of the movement.
And they're ignoring the other associated tentacles that lead to Adolf Hitler, that lead to Margaret Sanger and the eugenicists, and Planned Parenthood. You see what that has done. Planned Parenthood alone, why they targeted black communities, and that 40% of the babies that were aborted came from black parents. So this is all consistent with this web that started out with the survival of the fittest in Charles Darwin. You're exactly right.
Yeah, so I go all the way back in this. I build all of the narrative and understanding about Darwin and all of his influences with his older cousin, Malthus, Thomas Malthus, and other things. And then I connect the dots with Marxism and Karl Marx and Engels. And then also I connect the dots with eugenics. Now, a lot of people weren't aware, but Darwin and his first cousin, Francis Galton, are the fathers of eugenics. The reason why they're the fathers of eugenics is because they wanted to fully protect their white supremacy, okay? They really felt that, all these other ethnicities are going to ultimately infringe upon their supremacy, and they really need to protect that somehow. So they came up with this, out of thin air, they came up with this thing called eugenics, which means well-born. Anybody that's well-born is protected, but those other ethnicities that are not, they can be summarily exterminated. They actually provided these quote-unquote scientific justification for extermination of all other ethnicities. And, of course, this was adopted by Hitler, Stalin, Lenin, Mao, Pol Pot, all of these nefarious maniacs in history.
And go back to Egypt. And go,
Darwin, by the way.
Yeah, and go back to Egypt. What the Egyptians did with the Jews, right? With the children of Israel. Same thing.
Yeah. Yep. Same kind of mindset, but it was fully adopted scientifically and fully instantiated as a as an anthropological ontological distinction with Darwin. And so I bring that forward and help people that are embracing the woke movement today to understand, look, if you're embracing woke, you are literally a white supremacist and racist. You can't run from it. This is just part of
that's right.
This is what you've adopted, and if you want to do better, great, do better. Fully renounce and denounce Marx. Fully renounce and denounce Darwin. Fully renounce and denounce Sanger and the abortion practices, because they are all fundamentally rooted in white supremacy and racism. It's inescapable. It's not even arguable. So anyway,
and it's amazing.
Rises the whole thing and gives you all of the talking points you need to help bring your friends, family, and others along, and help them to understand really what wokeism is all about and what it's not.
You know, Kevin, you and I have talked about this before, and what happens with evil, it self-indicts. It presents itself eventually. And this is what you're showing in your book, Woked Up, is that you're taking their words, and even if you've had any kind of awareness of the modern discussion, you can hear how they self-indict. It's amazing to me that they want to take on white supremacy with a doctrine that has promoted white supremacy.
Exactly.
You know, isn't that odd? I mean, this is just,
It turns everything on its head, and this book helps you to really thoroughly grasp it, and then help you to provide you with the talking points you need to bring your friends and family members along. Again, it's Woked Up. You just type in Woked Up and McGarry, McGarry, and Amazon. You can get the book in 2 days. And it's really, really got some high marks on Amazon for all the reasons.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, the deal is what happens, you're presenting the truth. And the thing that, I'm able to observe here recently, Kevin, is that, you think about it. This is a small minority of people that are driving the majority. The majority's got to just stand up and say, "Look, I'm not going to be bullied anymore. I am not going to subordinate my intellect to a bunch of knuckleheads that are operating in the realm of the theoretical. Whether we're talking about story time with drag queens or a trans movement to change sexes, and when you talk to them, go, okay, fine, so you remove body parts, but what about the DNA?" That's inculcated, the minute DNA that's in every woman or man that says they are a woman and man. What are you going to do about that? And all of a sudden they got the deer in the headlights look. And this is why people who have gone through this process become more suicidal, and actually, they not only attempt, but they check themselves out, because they've driven themselves crazy by screwing up their identity.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. And I'm waiting for the day when parents really, truly stand up against this, understand where it's all coming from, and really start to push back by virtue of their vote, by virtue of removing power, all of those who would support these crazy machinations that are being right now hoisted upon our children. It's just the
travesty. You just got to keep loving your kids. And I understand that's a real challenge at times when they have bought into this woke doctrine. But you got to keep loving them and let them know that you're not going to let them go to evil. Because this is what it's all about. That what they want to do is they want total accommodation for their for their depravity.
That's right. That's right. And this book will help you in a big way to do that. So please, I encourage all your listeners to please go out and get it. And, we can have more conversations about it.
Absolutely. We'll keep it going. Always welcome, Kevin. Kevin, give everybody the website so they can be in touch with you. Where do they need to go?
EveryBLM.com. EveryBLM.com. And we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, you need to get involved, too, with the unity training at Every Black Life Matters. This is awesome. We need to balance out, the bad porridge that we've been given with good porridge. You understand? Kevin McGarry, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The tallies from the midterm elections continue in America. Here's where we stand in the Pennsylvania senatorial race. John Fetterman has projected to be the winner over Dr. Mehmet Oz.
I never expected that we were going to turn these red counties blue, but we did what we needed to do.
Republican J.D. Vance wins the Senate seat in Ohio. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp retains his seat in the Peach State. Sarah Huckabee Sanders will be the next governor of Arkansas. Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida and Greg Abbott in Texas will continue in their roles.
We have rewritten the political map. Thank you for honoring us with a win for the ages.
Tropical Storm Nicole has intensified and was very close to hurricane strength while it's heading towards the Atlantic side of the southern Florida coast. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, education and funding for early child care providers is critical to solving nutrition insecurity for infants and toddlers in the United States. Blythe Thomas is going to be with us. She's the initiative director with 1,000 Days, and to tell us all about this special event that will be coming upon us soon and very soon. Blind, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much. Great to be here, Bill.
Well, let's talk about the 1,000 Days, this initiative. What is this all about? And, you know, break it down for us.
You bet. So the 1,000-day window is the time from pregnancy to the baby's second birthday. And what happens in those first 1,000 days actually sets the foundation for every day that follows. How well or how poorly moms and babies are nourished and cared for during that time has a huge impact on a child's ability to grow. And it's not just that, but it's when a child's brain grows the fastest and when the foundations for their lifelong health are built. But good nutrition in particular plays a critical role in that development during that time.
Well, the American Journal of Public Health, Blythe, just released a big series about this issue. Explain to our audience the key findings.
That's right. We're so excited about this series. You know, it highlights the need for additional support for families and children, including improving access to healthy food, increasing access to nutrition and health programs, providing nutrition education and training for families and healthcare providers. Think about the thousands, millions of babies and toddlers that are in daycare 8 hours a day are kids.
Yes.
And those centers need our support to make sure the foods and snacks they're providing are nutritious and will help grow their little bodies.
Exactly. Well, one of the outcomes is the role of child care daycare centers that you refer to create this nutrition security for babies and toddlers. Break it down to help people understand. What do you mean by nutrition security?
Sure. So nutrition security means that all people have access to healthy, safe, affordable food that support their health, their well-being, and that they have that food on a consistent basis. Because, you know, Bill, not all food is equal. Fruits and veggies, lean protein, you get vitamins and nutrients in those foods, and that's what really fuels our bodies, and especially during that 1,000-day window.
Exactly. Why is food insecurity more prevalent among Blacks and Hispanics? And what role can child care play to address those needs?
Sure. So Black and Hispanic children are more than twice as likely to live in food insecure households, as well as children living in single-parent households. So low-income, racial, and ethnic minority mothers also, in fact, face significant barriers to breastfeeding. And we know that breast milk provides great nutrition. So, you know, food and nutrition insecurity is an issue of equity. It's impacted by obstacles such as poverty and discrimination that can be prevalent in Hispanic households. And, you know, many kids consume from one half to two thirds of their daily food at childcare. That is a lot. So those places play an important role in helping meet nutritional needs and helping balance out so that everyone has access to healthy food. You know, and it's very similar to what our schools do for our older children. So we really are grateful that the daycares are available to help us with that nutrition security.
Yeah. Well, it would seem that poverty, you know, transcends all demographies, that, though Black and Hispanic households may come to a point, but I see poverty, you know, it's one of those universal conditions that people of all color are affected, you know, in terms of food insecurity, are they not?
Absolutely right. No, you look at all the statistics and it says without a doubt that those who have higher education attainment, those who are living in middle and upper class incomes, you know, they have more access to this food. They have a better understanding of how to cook it. They have the means with which to cook it, you know, and if you're living in poverty, you know, really, if you're working two jobs and still struggling to pay the rent, it gets really hard to choose nutritious food, especially when that processed sugary food is cheaper. And let's face it, you know your kids are going to like it. But my hope is that all the parents listening and understanding that, you know, there are things we can be doing. There's things, little things, like, you know, you can choose water and milk for your toddlers, which is way less expensive than the sugary drinks. And it's all they really need, you know, and also keep in mind things like frozen vegetables and fruits are just as good as your fresh stuff. So there are lots and lots of tips and tricks that we have to make sure that everybody can get the food that they deserve so that they can feel healthy and well.
Is some of this, you know, for the parents, it just seems how you're breaking this down, Blythe, that some of this requires a little bit of, you know, education for parents to get them to understand that, you know, good food's good food, you know, and that, you know, the obvious things, like you say, the sugary foods and those that, you know, some people might say, well, you know, these poor kids, you know, they don't get to drink a Coke every night. Well, thank God they don't get to drink a Coke, you know, every night. You know what I'm saying? And that, you know, people shouldn't be conditioned in such a way to think that, you know, they're poor because, you know, they're not having as much access to these sugary drinks. They're not healthy anyway. And that the instincts of, you know, some of these communities, that they're right on with water and milk and, you know, natural food groups that are available to them.
Yeah. I'm so glad you brought up sugary drinks because, you know what, it is a big problem. So, you know, babies are supposed to only have either breast milk or formula for the first 6 months. And really, ultimately, those are the primary drinks for the first 12 months of their life. But there are so many babies today, even at 4 months, who are given you know, sugary drinks, Coca-Colas, or, you know, the Gatorade. Those kinds
yes,
of things.
Exactly.
And it's, yeah, it's just good for parents to know, and that's just not helpful. And I want to be clear, though. I think it's so hard to be a parent today. You know, we've got so much happening in our lives, and we all want to do best for our babies. But there's a lot of confusing information out there, and I appreciate that. And I think, you know, if we can just work our part to make sure that we're supporting parents, and sometimes it is as simple as saying, here's the great news. You just need to give them milk and water, and it's actually way better for them.
Right. Exactly. I mean, go figure, right? Some of the old school stuff still works, you know. It still builds sound bodies, as they said when we were growing up, right? So this is common sense, and I'm so glad that you've come on the show here, Blythe, to, you know, help people understand, because we hear a lot about food insecurity, and we don't want parents, you know, to feel, you know, somehow that they're not doing the best for their kids. But we have a lot of information and education that's available, you know, for parents so that they can do the best for their children. Because, I mean, I don't know many parents who sit there and say, I'm going to have a child and make sure that they get the worst possible, you know, the worst possible food and, you know, and any other resources that are available. I mean, they want to do the best, and they want to, you know, have this sense that they are, and a sense of confidence that they are doing the best for their children, right?
Yeah. You know, what I've found is, you know, where I grew up in Kansas, so where I live now in Washington, D.C., and family all over the country, you know, every parent that I've come across all wants the same. They want the best for their children, and they want their children to do better than they did.
Exactly.
And what's really crazy right now is that we are raising the first generation of kids who are expected to live shorter and sicker lives than their parents. But we don't have to do that. I just believe so strongly in the power of community and people who hear this and want to do better and can do better. So we've got to work on that bigger picture system level and create better foods that's more affordable and more available. And then we've got to be there to help support the parents so they have all the information they need so that they can do their very best. That's all they really want to do.
And Blythe, I got to tell you, I love this idea of the 1,000-day window, how you've broken this down and helping us understand just how critical those first 2 years are. This is brilliant. This is great stuff. And, you know, thank you for bringing this to our audience. Where can our audience go for more information, Blythe Thomas?
Well, we are parents ourselves. We'd love for them to come join us and be part of our community. So you can visit our website at 1000days.org.
Exactly. She's the initiative director for 1,000 Days. Blythe Thomas has been our guest. Thank you, Blythe. Take care.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate. The world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. James Levesque is back with us. He serves as an international speaker, church planner, and young, emerging apostolic voice in New England and across America. James, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Great to be back.
Well, we understand that according to Pew, in their research in the U.S., women are more likely than men to say religion is very important in their lives, 60% of women versus 47% of men. Women are also more likely to attend religious services at least once a week, 40 versus 32. And of course, we can talk about, their personal relationship with Jesus. The series that you have written here starts with Engaging Heaven Today. What was your purpose in writing this book?
Yeah, thanks, Bill. I had a podcast for a long time, and after doing it every day, just a 10-minute daily devotional called Engage Heaven Today, I really felt like the Lord wanted me to put it in a book form. I grew up with Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest.
Yes. Really?
I grew up with some of the, in my generation, you're talking mid-40s and under, there's not a lot of daily devotional practice. And I felt like in the crazy times that we're living in today, we need a devotional, something that we can read. We can't just wake up and run to our phones every day and not get the word in us. And so that was one of the motivating factors for writing the book.
Well, and I appreciate that, James, because this is what's hurting people of faith, is they're not in the Word on a daily basis. I mean, research time and time again will tell you that people that are not anchored in the Word of God on a daily basis are they're almost self-victimizing. In a sense, to the wiles of this world, and as crazy as this world is, if you're not fortified with the Word of God, I mean, you're really leaving yourself vulnerable, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. I did a Facebook post this morning And it basically said, don't tell me God's silent in your life when your Bible's closed.
Yeah.
You know, like when we're, one of the ways God speaks to us is through his word, right? Faith comes by hearing. So we have to learn how to hear God's voice, but hearing through his word. And I would, the devil wants nothing more than to pull the word of God away from Christians, almost depower them, so to speak, you know? And so that's why I think it's so important. We all have a devotional life. For many people, it seems to be pretty broken. And I just think devotionals are a great way to get consistent with the Lord every single day.
Yeah, without a doubt, because it's pretty basic, isn't it? I mean, it's not that complicated. It's not like you have to climb some big mountain. I mean, really, you know, you look at it today, and God has, you know, has really made things, in a sense, so convenient that it somehow, I think, hinders the process of what it is, you know, a sacrifice of praise, a sacrifice of worship, you know, really compared to what, you know, Christians of many generations ago had to endure. And there's even Christians today. You know, we have underground churches. We have the persecuted church. I think, what is it estimated? Something like over, you know, 30 million Christians are persecuted on a daily basis around the world. I mean, that number is just incredible. And of course, that's a raw estimate. So obviously, there are antithetical forces that want you to make sure that you do not open up your Bible. And, you know, because, you know, these forces are coming at us right now. There's no doubt about it that this is a spiritual battle that we are experiencing right now, don't you think?
Yeah, you know, there really is a war on truth, right? And mm-hmm. I think that, you know, we see it through the last few years, right? When you deal with 2020 until now, in many ways in the realm of faith, COVID-19 was a failed fire drill, right? A lot of Christians lived in fear. They weren't rising up. They weren't standing on the Bible. And so, you know, we have a work to do, and it all begins with our devotion with the Lord. But, you know, we live in a world of convenience. You've mentioned that. But I don't want my faith convenient, right? I often say that we're in a microwave world, but we serve a slow cooker God, right? Promises, it's like consistency. I try to teach all these young men in my life, like, consistency and being faithful really does matter in this walk with God. It's not just a sprint. It's a long race, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, I've often said regarding the microwave metaphor is that we live in a microwave generation and we stand before that microwave and we yell, hurry up. Even that's not fast enough, you know. So, yeah, getting to this idea. But waiting on the Lord, you know, as Isaiah says, you know, it is that process. It's that time that you must take. And this is where devotions come into play, because it allows you to, you know, to really have that Selah moment, that meditative moment that's so valuable. Because I know, you know, for me, James, when I, you know, invest that time and really, you know, hone in on that, boy, the blessings are immeasurable.
Yeah, you really do see it in your life. It's like what you reap, you sow as far as your time with God, right? I have children. When I know they need me, the answer is always time with me. The more time I spend with my kids, they don't even care what we're doing. If they're just in the room with me, it like builds that bond between me and my child, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's the same way with our Father in heaven. He longs to be with us. And that doesn't mean just when we're taking a shower. It means like study time. You know, the older saints, Bill, the people in the church that have walked with God, they understand it. They wake up with their Bible and they really have a depth that this younger generation doesn't have, that I'm hoping this bridges that gap.
Exactly. And you'll understand more fully what it means to pray without ceasing. You know, it's that being in communion with God constantly. And guess what? God can handle that, right? He can not only handle it, he welcomes it, just like you as a parent appreciate your children who, you know, that they want to commune with you. You know, they want to be in touch with you. And maybe sometimes, again, in this idea of convenience, it might be a little inconvenient. But at the end of the day, these moments that you have with your kids are just so precious, aren't they?
Oh, man, they are precious. For me and them, and truthfully, what I see, the more time I spend with my children, is they want to be like me. You know, they're trying to fit my shoes, and one day they will. And that's just like us with our Father, right? It's just as we look into a mirror, the Bible says. And so, truthfully, the more we spend time with Jesus, the more we'll start to think like him and hopefully act like him.
Yeah, that's a great song that reminds me of Phillips Craig and Dean about, you know, a father's song and the children saying, I want to be like you, you know. A little bit different spin on the Harry Chapin song of Cats in the Cradle. It's more from a godly perspective, and you know, that always and that's one of my songs that I maintain on my phone in rotation, because it always reminds me of what it's all about. James, engaging heaven, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, you know, Matthew 6 has ended up being such a promise over our lives, you know, along with the Great Commission. Jesus said when we pray, he gave us this almost like an apostolic prayer model, and he said that we would pray on earth as it is in heaven. What that did to me, Bill, is it opened my eyes open to, you know, we love heaven. I believe in it. Jesus is coming again soon, and we're going to be there one day. But it also makes me open my eyes that we can experience heaven here, right? So there is a place that we receive a peace that surpasses understanding. There is a place where God, we are the light of the world. Can you imagine Jesus said that? We're doing a series out of church about it. Can you imagine Jesus said that about us, that we're the light of the whole world?
Right.
And so when I think of engaging heaven, I think of engaging the realms of God in heaven, but manifested on this earth. You know?
Exactly. Yeah, it's why don't we? I mean, that's kind of a power, isn't it? I mean, an engagement of heavenly power when you bring heaven into the scene, right? As you say, we pray that God's will would be done here on earth as it is in heaven. We're bringing, you know, in the context, you know, you could say, well, okay, we're bringing what's on earth up to heaven or heaven down to earth. But the point is the engagement and the focus is as it is in heaven. Whatever it is that we're dealing with, you know, maybe a frustration with the kids, something that's happening in the culture. Well, how would it be in heaven? How would that issue be addressed in heaven, right?
Oh, I think you hit it right on the head. We have to adjust life to feel like God has already given us a remedy for everything we face on this earth. And when we look at whatever problems are on this earth, God has a heavenly solution that wants to invade our world. And that's why when I look at how dark America is and I look at how rough these last few years have been, it gives me hope, because we're connected to the source of God that can invade these situations and heaven can change this nation.
How good is God, huh?
You know, man, just incredible. God is so faithful.
Yeah, exactly. His mercy endures forever. I mean, he is so good that here it is, and he makes this available to us. And he just says, look, come to me. You know, you draw near to me, I'll draw to you. About the devotion here, engaging heaven, how does someone get into devotion, stay consistent with the practice that, you know, up to now they haven't been used to doing? We got about a minute left here, James. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would just say let's take one step, right? The first step is starting, right? It's like going to the gym, eating healthy. You know, you didn't get here overnight. Let's take one step at a time and open that devotional. It's purposely written as one paragraph, a thought, a paragraph, a scripture, and a quick declaration. And I would say do one day. See your life change by one moment in one day, and then let's do it again, and let's do it again. And I believe that there are the healthy spiritual habits we can build that will allow us to draw closer to God and just make us more aware, if anything, Bill. We think back of how that day went. Think back of what he said that morning. So
exactly,
just one step at a time.
There it is. Be blessed, ladies and gentlemen. He's the author, church planner, international speaker, James Levesque, founder and lead pastor of a network of engaging heaven churches. James, thank you. God bless. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much, Bill.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wall.